At 5:30 p.m., after a very businesslike day and expecting little more, I drove down to Nauset Beach, where I had not been for several months. The bunches of bleached beach grass and their dry, tasseled seed heads still dominated the dunes, but at their bases one could see sharp little green-pointed blades starting up, 4 or 5 inches tall and very tough, like cactus spikes. One rounded dune in front of me, covered with these short new blades of grass, resembled a porcupine's back. There is an aggression and territoriality in this plant, a hard thrust rather than a soft spring, as though to say, whoever would disturb my growth had better be hard-souled indeed. Flocks of sea ducks floated offshore, just beyond the breakers, which fell softly in long, glistening, unbroken curls, like giant unfurling strands of kelp. In further, a loon dove and rose, again and again, just as I would fix on him, as though he could sense the movement of my eyes at 100 yards. The sea itself was strangely calm and peaceful, as if unaware of the human tides that will soon descend upon it. Only a half dozen other walkers were spread out across the mile or so sweep of beach. We were a good human distance from one another, relieving us from any obligation or semblance of purpose or expression, leaving us merely to gather, if we could, the bloom of this incipient season here in the light of the dying sun. And suddenly, though I had felt empty and enervated when I arrived, the beach, with its rolling and tilting plains of sand, so tenacious and so yielding, hit me again in all its unimaginable simplicity of grandeur. I walked back to the parking lot on the backside of the dune line, more than satisfied, not expecting or even asking for more. Yet the sun slanted across the sand as if stalking me, shadowing my tracks with a light blue-gray tint and giving the dunes above me a rosy luster. Nothing, not even its naked, casual cruelty, shows nature's indifference to us as much as its negligent, extravagant beauty. So once again I experienced that purposeless, lavish overflow of nature's abundance, a symptom of her healthy disposition that tells us to look on any misfortune or disappointment as insignificant, as a spot too heavily focused on. No other place I know sears the heart with such a constant juxtaposition of pleasure and pain, of beauty being born and destroyed in the same moment as this open plain of sand and dune. Sometimes I wish I could look at the Cape with detached eyes. It would be so much easier if I could simply write off its fate. But still it groans and sings its ancient, aching song, and I realize once again that I am tied to this land for the duration.